Jeremiah chapter 26. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came from the Lord, saying, This is what the Lord says, Stand in the court of the Lord's house, and speak to the cities of Judah that come to worship in the Lord's house, all the words that I command you to speak to them. Do not miss a single word. It may be they will listen, and each one turn from his evil way. Then I may change my mind about the disaster that I plan to do to them because of the evil they have been doing. You will say to them, This is what the Lord says, If you will not listen to me, to walk in my law that I have set before you, to pay attention to the words of my servants the prophets, whom I have repeatedly sent to you, but you have not listened to them, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and will make this city to be used by all the nations of the earth as a curse. Then the priests, prophets, and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. When Jeremiah finished speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to all the people, the priests, prophets, then all the people seized him, saying, You should surely die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, This house will be like Shiloh, for this city shall be desolate without inhabitant? So all the people were gathered against Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the princes of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord, and they sat in the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house. Then the priests and the prophets spoke to the officials and to all the people, saying, This man deserves to die, for he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own ears. Then Jeremiah spoke to all the officials and to all the people, saying, The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city all the words that you have heard. Now, therefore, improve your ways and actions, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will change his mind about the disaster that he has pronounced against you. But as for me, I am in your hand. Do with me what seems good and right in your eyes. Only know for certain that if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood on yourselves, this city, and on its inhabitants. For in fact, the Lord has sent me to you to speak all these words in your ears. Then the officials and all the people said to the priests and prophets, This man does not deserve to die, for he has spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God. Then there arose some of the elders of the land and spoke to all the assembly of the people, saying, Micah the Mareshite prophesied in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah. He spoke to all the people of Judah, saying, This is what the Lord of hosts says, Zion will be plowed like a field, Jerusalem will become a heap of ruins, and the Temple Mount like a hill overgrown with brush. Did Hezekiah, king of Judah, and all Judah put him to death? Did he not fear the Lord and entreat the favor of the Lord, and the Lord changed his mind about the disaster that he had announced against them? So should we commit this great harm against ourselves? Now there was also a man who prophesied in the name of the Lord, Uriah the son of Shemaiah from Kiriath Yearim. He prophesied against this city and against this land using the same words that Jeremiah used. When King Jehoiakim, with all his mighty warriors and all the officials, heard his words, the king sought to put him to death. But when Uriah heard it, he was afraid, fled, and went to Egypt. King Jehoiakim sent men to Egypt, namely Elnathan, the son of Achbor, and some men with him to Egypt. They brought back Uriah out of Egypt and presented him to King Jehoiakim, who killed him with the sword and threw his corpse into the burial place of the common people. But Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, helped Jeremiah, so they would not give him into the hand of the people in order to put him to death. Jeremiah chapter 26.